Richard Lupson Darnell joins me on the phone right now. He's put himself forward as an independent candidate in Cheltenham this general election. Richard, what do you stand for?
Hi, I'm standing as an independent candidate because government needs to reconnect with its responsibility to represent all the people it's elected to serve, and not those narrow corporate vested interests that have its ear and have captured so much of the government machine. What does that look like in practice? Well, it's things like making sure that no matter who you are or how big your business is, you pay all of the tax that is due by the spirit of the law. It's removing artificial and counterproductive markets from our public services. And turning back the creeping privatisation of our health service. It's knowing that if we collectively value something, our government will facilitate us collectively paying for it and delivering what it is. It's changing the focus of our education from what the economy needs to what our children need. It's making sure that in every decision made, the poorest in our society and their needs are the first thought and not an afterthought. And above all, it's making sure that our MPs vote first and foremost for the needs of their constituents over the needs of their party leadership. And as an independent, I will obviously be able to do that because I'm free to speak and free to act.
Independent candidates tend not to get invited to televised debates, but you have been invited to the University of Gloucestershire's own one. Debates are a big thing in the news at the moment. There's a big fiasco going on there. What's your opinion on them?
Yeah, I think we should have leaders' debates. I think debates generally are a good thing. Those who want to lead our country and represent us need to have the courage to have their views fully tested at every opportunity. But in my view, I think from the experience we've had this time around and also back in 2010, we should have a separate independent commission, a debates commission, responsible for setting the rules. So, in other words, we would take it out of the hands of politicians and broadcasters. And if we did that, then I think debates would become a natural part of the process. As far as this time around is concerned, I think the debates will favour the smaller parties and will just reinforce the likelihood of a messy hung parliament, which everybody's predicting. But right now, I think that would be the best thing that could happen, forcing our politicians to work together, which is where I'm coming from. And of course, as an independent, the local debates are great. But of course, what I'd really, really like as an independent candidate is to get an invite from Question Time on the BBC. That would be pretty cool.
Of course. And lastly, if you were elected tomorrow, what's the first thing you'd change?
The first thing I'd change? I would change the number of people who are employed at HMRC. We need to start employing more people there to collect it's something like £120 billion that should be paid every year, but isn't. And that's a huge amount of money. And to put that in context, that's the size of the annual NHS budget. And by doing this, we'd ensure that no more cuts were required. Austerity would be a thing of the past. The projected hole in the NHS budget would disappear. More non-repayable maintenance grants could be made to students. Tuition fees could be phased out. And in Cheltenham specifically, that would mean a lack of money could be taken out of the equation in the debate about reinstating the A&E. Cheltenham Spa could be redeveloped. All our local sixth forms who are in a funding crisis could have their funding restored to where it should be. So it's stuff like that initial thing would change. And successive governments have cut the workforce at HMRC by 44% in the last 10 years at a time when we've needed every pound that we can get. But that's been a politically motivated choice. And that is the first thing that needs to be reversed starting on May the 8th.